Liz, Amendment 13 is one that many in agriculture may not be aware of. Those that are definitely against it, and I'll let you explain why. Why is Amendment 13 bad for many in agriculture?
Thanks for having me on. Amendment 13, you know, we feel is a Trojan horse. While it appears, you know, to be an amendment on the surface just simply to end dog racing, the fine print that you won't see on the ballot could have devastating consequences for Florida's family farms. The activists behind this amendment have openly declared their desire is to remove all animal proteins from our diets. These same, you know, activists have, you know, said that they're on a mission to end hunting everywhere. And they're making some progress. So, you know, this isn't necessarily about dog racing or whether or not you should be able to gamble on dog racing. Where we have a problem with it is the language inside that basically states the humane treatment of animals is a fundamental value of the people of the state of Florida. And we feel like this type of vague, undefined declaration in Florida's Constitution will just be exploited by these activist groups to bring lawsuits against our family farms, our equine enthusiasts, our sportsmen, and even trickle down into our pets.
And from what I understand, for those that go to the ballot box, this is really not going to be explained on the ballot itself. It's just going to have just a short thing that talks about the basically getting rid of gambling on dog racing, but does not go into all of this. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah, and that's where we all have real problem with this, is that on the surface, it looks like it's about something completely different than what the hidden agenda behind this really is.
And I understand there's quite a few folks across the state, Florida Cattlemen's being one of those, Florida Farm Bureau, that is really asking folks to go out and vote no on Amendment 13.
Yeah, I mean, there's a really strong group that's put together of agriculture and sportsmen. And yes, it includes Florida Farm Bureau, Florida Cattlemen's Association, NRA, Unified Sportsmen of Florida, Future of Hunting in Florida, and the Florida Sportsmen United Political Committee. So it's a big group of well-respected organizations.
Bottom line, why did you get involved with this, Liz?
So, you know, I've been a practicing private practitioner, you know, here in South Central Florida, and a member of Florida Farm Bureau and a member of the Executive Committee of the Florida Cattlemen Association. And obviously, as a veterinarian, I've spent my entire career caring for the health and wellness of animals, and I've seen firsthand every single day how these farmers and horse owners and pet owners care for their animals. So it's being involved in those organizations and being passionate about what we do. I feel like we cannot let this Trojan horse find its way into Florida's Constitution. A no on 13, in my opinion, is voting against extreme activists with hidden agendas.